Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Present your vaccine passport. Enter your social credit score. And be sure you have enough remaining carbon credits to enjoy today's show.
BBN family, your garden is the resistance.
Welcome into the mean streets of America, BBN family. Yeah. People being mean out there. What's going on? What is this? You know what I mean? Like, I expect the kind crowd, you know, the kindness crowd, the kindness and acceptance crowd who will, you know, they're like ice pick you in the back. I expect it from them. You know, we accept X, Y, and Z and, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, I expect it from them. But I'm noticing on the right, like, there's a general meanness. And it's not the cool kind of meanness. You know, it's not like a toughness attributed to the meanness or something along those lines. It's like a childish kind of meanness. You know what I mean? I just want you guys to understand, like, this is good. Like, we are headed into a place that is phenomenal. And you got to wrap your head around that. Like, the best that you can be is what your goal should be. The best that you could be. The best that you should be. And I don't see it. I see in all of this. Look, we've been right about a lot of things. The people have told us we've been wrong about, told us we are idiots, told us we're dangerous, told us we're losers, told us we're killing people, told us we're conspiracy theorists, we're paranoid, we're so on and so forth, right? And I see a vengeance in people right now. I see a vindication in people right now on social media. I'm talking content creators. I'm not talking about people in the chat, in the dialogue, in the comments. I'm talking about a sort of vindictive air where it's like, I'm going to tread so far. They tried to shut me up. They wouldn't let me talk. They told me I was this. They told me I was that. They tried to get me canceled, my, you know, whatever. And now I see a swing in the other direction. And people on the right are looking a little bit like people on the left. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed this? I've noticed this. I don't like it. It looks childish. As I've said since Donald Trump's got in office, like, there's only so much that can be done if the people aren't to rise to their best, right? Now is our chance to be the strongest, the best, the greatest version of what an American person can be. Do you know what I mean? And I see a lot of these talking heads on the right side of things going, Since you made me wear a mask and since you shut my mouth for so many years, now that my guy's in power, I'm just going to start being mean. I'm going to start saying things that are maybe even a little borderline racist. You know why? Because I can get away with it. I can get away with it now because my guy's in office. This is not. You know what I mean? And the problem that I see coming is people love it. That's the problem. And remember, like, thanks to you guys, I don't have to live in this nightmare. But there are a lot of dudes out there, women too, trapped in this nightmare of they think that they're an independent content creator in the alternative media. They think that, right? But the truth of the matter is they have to talk about what people want to see and hear. Right? Like they have to get a certain amount of likes, certain amount of subscribes, certain amount of shares, and so forth. It's certainly not the kind of freedom that I have. But it's, you know, it's, and that's what makes me most nervous. Right? If I'm going to keep the lights on, if I'm going to keep getting the views, if I'm going to, then I have to go the way of the trends. I have to go the way of pop culture. All my buddies are up there on the Daily Wire being mean. That means that I got to be mean. Right? you know, I want more out of people. I know that's like a pompous thing to say, right? But whatever. It just is what it is. But I have to bring it to light today on this audio-only podcast. It's so good to be with you guys. Hey, go to PackFreshUSA.com. Get your Mylar bags, your 7mm Mylars, your oxygen absorbers. Pack up your food storage. Dust off that path to stability, right? This weekend, everybody's going to cry and bellyache about bare shelves coming, and it's terrible, and what are we going to do, and Donald Trump's an idiot, and all that kind of stuff, whatever. Pack up some food. When in doubt, pack up some food. Okay? Get your rice. Get your oatmeal. Get your sugar. Get your flour. Get your staples. Get your black beans. Get some pinto beans. Whatever. Store them. Fill those Mylar bags up. Get it taken care of. Put it in a 5-gallon bucket with your oxygen absorber from PackFreshUSA.com and build your base, you know what I mean? So that you can sit here and watch this, whatever the hell this is, right? The online world of artificially intelligent generated content and trend-seeking, view-seeking, like-seeking, spike-seeking, mic-seeking maniacs who, they're losing the script, you know, on both sides. They're losing the script on both sides, right? You know, the one thing about an alternative media organization that you have to be careful about is they got to keep the lights on, you know? We all got to keep the lights on. But when you build a big, gigantic operation like some of these have become, well, we still got to keep the lights on. And we got to do what it takes to keep the lights on. And when you put yourself in that position, then, you know, I don't know. You got to do what you got to do. I don't want to be in that position. You know what I mean? I never want to be. I want to be in the position of where's my heart and where's my head, and that's what I want to do today. That's what I want for all my hosts. That's what I want for PBN. You know? You guys make that happen. The incredible membership here at PBN makes that happen. You know, that's really the truth of the matter. You want to do something that makes a difference. You want to support the network in a way that keeps us who and what we are. I mean, I'll close before I ever get to the point where I'm going, oh, let me see what Ben Shapiro's talking about and I'll do what he does. But if you want to help out, go to pbnfamily.com and sign up for a membership. Sign up for one of those big honking lifetime memberships, you know what I mean? And join the continuity and take advantage of all the membership content and also understand that, like, you are the aorta feeding this network. Consider it, you know? And if you got very little to give, you can sign up for $5 a month. It makes a difference. Guys have no idea. But anyway, I wanted to remark on this sort of cultural meanness that's taking grip all over the country. This sort of license to be an asshole for no reason. You know, not breaking news, not calling someone out for something audacious, whatever. Just this sort of license to be an ass and to be mean to people for no reason. You know what I mean? And the, I don't know what it is. It's the desire to spout old, tired rhetoric in a way that just seems way more malicious than normal. You know what I mean? The what I see a lot of content creators doing, and I'm not talking about little guys, right? But what I see a lot of people doing is popping up on my X feeds, it's popping up on my YouTube feeds, is they're taking the broadest brush, right, and slathering it back and forth for a headline, for a trend, for a this, for a that. We're better than that. You know what I mean? I'm speaking to the choir. You guys aren't, most of you aren't really into this kind of stuff, but we've got to call it out when we see it. And one of the things that makes me most excited about it is that I would love to show the left how it's done. You know what I mean? You know, there's a piece of me, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a little piece of me. It's not a big piece. It's not something I really want to do necessarily. But there's a piece of me that wants to be standing in Washington, D.C. To dethrone Donald Trump should he become too tyrannical. You know what I mean? Like, there's a piece of me that wants to do that, wants to be that, wants to experience that, wants to be a part of a movement like that. Not a left-wing movement, an American patriotic movement that says, okay, this has gone too far. Maybe some things happen, whatever kind of fantasy you want to draw up. But no man who is sitting there with the crown is untouchable, right? And when I see his sort of, whatever it is, this sort of legion of mean that is popping out of every corner and going like, you know, all these dirty Mexicans. You know what I mean? This is the vibe that I'm getting right now, like online. I'm like, what is this? What is this? Everybody, like people who were once professional and dignified and put out, you know, now all of a sudden I see them writing things on their social networks, writing things on their videos, titles, and talking about things that are like, whoa, dude, like, I get it. Your team won. Our team won. But, like, what are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? Is this what we came all this way for? Is this what we suffered the ghost presidency for? To wind up here where we can, you know, be borderline racist and whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. It's not a single symptom that I'm seeing. It's a thing. It's somebody being mean for no reason is what it is. You know, and these are the same people that I got to listen to talk about Christ and tell me about how important Jesus is to them. And you know what I mean? And they get up there and thump the Bible for a few super chats or whatever. And I got to listen to it and then watch them turn around and, you know, whatever. We have to realize that at this moment, the human species can become better than anything we've ever known. The American, the average American, can become something better, more healthy, right? We are like a bunch of fat slobs on the world stage, you know what I mean? We can become better, we can become more. Or we can devolve into this sort of back and forth, right? Like, why is this Crockett, Betty Crocker girl making all the headlines? Why is it happening? I don't even know her name, but you know who I'm talking about. Why is she, who is somebody who's clearly stupid, making all the headlines? Or maybe she's not stupid. Maybe she's a lot smarter than we think because she's saying things that are getting her all the attention. Why do we publish the lowest common denominator in the headlines? PBN family, this is a warning. That's all. It's just a warning. One thing that I've seen through history that is undeniable and is always alluring and almost always captures at least some group of people is that you become what you despise. Okay? You become what you despise. Beware, man. You got to be very careful out there. Now, I know this is a strange one for a Friday, but it's one of those situations, you know, where you have to call it out when you see it. And I'm seeing things that don't make any sense to me out there. A moment where we should be pushing and striving to be great and to do great and to figure out how to make this nation the best it could possibly be for generations to come. And truly, I think when there's a lack of things to talk about, write about that get the clicks, people are going to say stupid stuff and mean stuff and all that to make the money. It's not, and it has an effect. You know what I mean? It has an effect. we know that the left wing is race baited and done all these terrible things to divide us for many, many years. Do we want to help or hurt race relations in the country? What are the things that need to be said with words and headlines? You know, one of the things that needs to be said is I think we've about done it with the executive orders, right? Of course, for those of us who are, you know, head down in the game of life, the real game of life, you know, not the click game or the like game or the whatever. I don't know. It seems, you know, it's all kind of trivial to some degree. This is what I mean when I tell you the path back to stability. This is what I mean when I tell you, like, spread the word about this thing that we do here at PBN, because it's the answer to a lot of things. I know it seems silly. I know it seems dumb to say you should start a garden instead of posting on X and fighting with people. But it's not even a matter of choosing after a while. Right? You start to live in the real world again. You will. You will start to exist in the real world again, and you'll start to remember just how silly this little box is, this little lament configuration that we call a cell phone. How silly it is, how trivial it is. You know, I started putting my phone in random places, like, I don't know, 6 months ago. You know, like, just leave it on the mantle for the rest of the day. I don't need it. After work, I'm good. You know, the family's home, whatever. And it's unbelievable how, like, trivial it becomes. If you keep it close, you're in it all the time. But it only takes, you know, a month before you realize, like, nothing on there is really that good. It's just easier. And, you know, as you get down this path of self-reliance and independence, it's just so much other stuff. Not just other stuff. It's not about a to-do list. It's about seeing the world for what it is, the beauty that it is. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's the pandemic. I haven't had a good cup of pandemic in a while, and this is phenomenal. Maybe it's the pandemic. Maybe it's the poetry book. Poems for Men coming Father's Day 2025. It really will be. There's no other book for dudes out there about, you know, this thing. The other thing that this book is going to have that's going to be amazing, I mean, really, like, that's what these poems are about. The vast majority of them are about seeing and hearing the world, feeling and seeing and hearing the world. Like, get back to it. You know what I mean? Like, if you wake up and you're... My son has a teacher at school that he doesn't like, and he comes home and he talks about him. And I'm like, no, we don't talk about him here. You're out of school. You made it, right? If we got a problem, we'll handle it. But otherwise, don't let that monster in here. There's no need for that, right? It's the same thing in your life. You know what I mean? You don't even need to talk about Donald Trump that much. You don't need to talk about anybody that much in the political world that doesn't touch your life. It's all a distraction from the beauty and the limited time offer that is you. The exquisiteness that is you and all that you've put together in however many years you've been traipsing on this planet. It's all a distraction so that you wake up and go, how the hell is it May 2nd, 2025 already? I've been paying attention to Elon Musk, right? Enjoy your life, folks. Slow down, stop, see it, feel it. You got to feel it. You got to see that what's going on right now, it's going to continue. You're going to see it. You're going to see it get even bigger and even bigger and bigger. The bully class, right? You're going to see it. People saying outlandish, outrageous things. Why are they doing it? Because they're losing you. Well, you understand they're losing you. Thank God. Right? Thank God. So, get yourself prepared. And not just get yourself prepared, for there are plenty things to worry about, but get the beautiful herbs planted, right? Get the eggs from the chicken coop. Get the DIY projects planned. Get the artisanal skills practiced and hammered down. Like, enjoy this thing, man. Learn something new. Do something new. Get out and go fishing. Go catch a meal. Right? Go spend a weekend in the woods. These are the things. These are the human things. It's not human to pore over headlines and figure out who's the enemy and who's the good guy and who's the bad guy and who's the villainry and who's the, what are we going to do, and tactics and strategies to take down this left-wing machine. Like, dude, life is too short to invest all your time in AOC and Ilhan Omar. You know what I mean? Enjoy your weekend, folks. This might be all you hear from me today and from PBN. It will be all you hear, unless another host pops in and posts something. I don't know if there's... I think we get Sarah Hathaway on Fridays sometimes. But enjoy yourself. And don't fall for this shitty little mean streets of America mentality that's popping up on the right, okay? Talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Hi. Your AI assistant here. We've got a bit of a good news, bad news situation. Seems the podcast you're about to listen to has been flagged. It's been flagged for disinformation and misinformation. So you won't be able to enjoy it today. Be careful out there. Remember, I'm your friend.